And since this is our last show before Christmas vacation, we're going to take a look back at what was a very special year in the emergency break of the week.
Boy, was it ever. We always have a good time on Fridays at 7:55, seeing who stopped down a show the most during a given week. And one of the constant players in the e-break is Craig Rosengarten from the T-Box, heard Saturday mornings here on The Ticket. Because one of his biggest problems is pronunciation. And it was really funny the Saturday that he had a hard time talking about that word, pronunciation.
You know, I don't know how hard a ticker is. I'd like to give it a shot and say, you know, I've done it, and it's hard.
I'd like to see him do a three-minute ticker. Way back.
I'd like to do one pronunciation.
What?
What?
What? Where I pronounce everything perfectly.
You didn't even pronounce that right.
I was going to say, I think you mispronounced pronunciation.
No, you
what'd
did.
What did I say?
I can't even.
He said pronunciation.
It's pronunciation,
it was,
right?
It was close.
No, it was
pronunciation.
Weird.
Pronunciation. It was close.
Pronunciation. That's what you said?
Yeah, and I want to do tickers.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that started with him doing a conversation of doing tickers. Sean, you're in charge of putting people in ticket tickers.
Yes, that's part of my job.
And the schedule. Would you ever schedule Craig Rosengarten to do tickers?
Yes. From a comedy standpoint, are you kidding? Be the highest rated tickers ever.
Take the
highest rated tickers ever.
Pronunciation.
Boy, from a comedy standpoint, those two, Rick and Craig, are going to go down in history. In 50 years, 100 years, people are going to look back and realize what a genius comedy team they are.
Yeah. Laurel and Hardy.
Yeah, because Rick cuts... Yeah. Craig, no slack whatsoever. No. That was funny there. You go, what? Just jumps in immediately, and he's going to highlight any Craig mistake.
Rick's the great straight man. You know?
Right.
I don't know what you're talking about. And, of course, the great Gordo. He's always prone to yank an e-break from time to time. And he threw out this very unfortunate phrase, and we're talking about Matt Damon trying to make good on a tough comment.
Okay, here's the philosophical question. Should people be allowed to make a comeback?
Well, what's the offense?
Well, you know, we're trying to do that thing about how, you remember how Matt Damon said that there were degrees
right.
of offenses, and
yes.
then Matt Damon took it in the ass for that?
God.
Well,
whoa.
Well,
geez.
What?
I don't know if...
Got yeah. kicked in the ass for that.
Yeah, there we go.
That's what I'm asking.
That was shocking.
Okay.
Shock.
Okay. He got shot in the...
In the booty.
In the donkey.
I think it's... I think you meant to say Matt Damon took it in the shorts.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can Gordo come back from this?
Yeah. Can I come back from the... From Assgate? Can I...
I don't know.
Anyway...
Oh, man. Yeah,
boy, that, 2 months later, it's still shocking
it
to hear
is.
That.
It is. We reared up like prairie dogs when we heard it again. Rhines had another good year, or tough year, depending on how you want to look at it. Starting in the summer, when he was talking about the mansion that used to be owned by former President Richard Nixon.
With Nixon, it was pretty well known. He was either at Camp David in the White House, or he was here. At San Clemente. This is a walled estate, Corby. It sits in a gated enclave.
Enclave?
Enclave.
Enclave.
Sharknado.
You're doing great.
Thank you.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
One of the smartest linguistic people that I know just got enclave wrong.
Enclave.
Yeah, enclave. But I got my syllables mixed up.
You're doing great. Seriously.
Enclave.
Boy, Danny's right. Mike may have the best vocabulary of anybody here at The Ticket.
Yes.
And and that word threw him for a loop.
This, enclave.
Enclave.
So that was shocking. Not as shocking, though, as... Rhines, when they were talking about that ridiculous Beatles story that Paul came out this year and talked about, that they used to get so bored that they would sit around and mess with themselves.
Rest her, mate.
and try to shock each other with calling out names as they were doing that. And Rhines tried to join in on the fun and just totally threw out something so wheels off everyone stopped talking.
He went into further detail saying that the five boys encouraged each other to shout various names of celebrities during the group masturbation session.
For encouragement purposes.
Right.
David Burrell.
So as he says...
All right, I'm done.
Why'd you start with him, damn it? He said we would just scream things like, Bridget Bardot! Woo! And then everyone would thrash a bit more.
Lana Turner.
9/11.
Woo!
I mean...
What?
It's like...
My. Just a talking point.
No, it's not a talking point at all. I've never been so confused and disappointed in someone.
You thought you had it bad with Dan.
Yeah.
This feels...
Welcome to our world.
Boy, the pride that Dan gets when he knocks one into the upper deck. I feel it from Mike right now.
Well, the timeline's all messed up there. It's just a
weird left turn.
All right.
What a bet payoff that would be, though. Of having to do the Beatles bit.
Oh, man.
The group sesh.
No. That should never happen. And this probably shouldn't have happened. The late night ticket at the compound. And a good P1 called up a woman who happened to be blind. And Corby went one question too far.
There's different levels. So, anyway.
What's the one thing you miss seeing more than any other?
My children's faces.
Go away,
Corby.
Go.
Jeez,
nice.
Corby. What is wrong with you?
Damn.
Nice.
Son of a buck.
Damn it.
Corby. Hey, Corby, it's all good.
No, it's not all good either.
No, that was one of the worst. His moments I've ever witnessed.
I can't believe that went over the airwaves
my
right now.
My sweet children's faces.
No, son of a bitch.
Anything else you want
Way
to ask,
go,
Corby?
Corby? You have completely ruined the night for everybody.
You know what? I'm going to bed.
No. Gosh. That's still uncomfortable to listen to that. And this was uncomfortable for Julie with bad radio when they were... Bob was going on about a junior high Coppell win over Southlake, but they were also talking about the movie Pleasantville, and she didn't word this properly.
No problems all week in Pleasantville, where I live.
Yeah, except your middle school football team took an L on their home turf yesterday.
Ooh. Oh, really?
Ooh.
Which middle school? Yeah.
Dawson. Is that a Southlake school?
Yes.
Okay.
Dan, if you
had a big dragon at midfield where we were running back and forth over it for score touchdowns.
That's going to come home to roost in 2023.
I know it will, but let us have this one win we pulled out of Southlake.
What's that, Julie?
If you were on Pleasantville, would you be colored or black and white? No, you know, it's not. It's, you know, there's movie. I don't mean colored like that. I mean like flesh colored. You guys are so mean. Okay, mic off.
The Ticket's Talking Cowboy.
I love, you know there's movie.
There's movie.
I still don't know what that means.
So hung up on
you
that.
Know, movie?
Realizing what you just said. We played this one late in the show yesterday, but it's worth a repeat from last February in our coverage.
Yes.
Our coverage of the Super Bowl in Minneapolis. We went to the big media party where they went all out, the Mall of America, and there's all sorts of bits that they had going. And the Hardline was trying to recap the night at media night, and they got some help, I guess, from Killer.
Deviled eggs were great.
Oh, God, Mike. The deviled eggs were tremendous. Oh, and I had about...
There is no such thing.
I had about five of those. I went back for more.
You should have gone Cool Hand Luke on them eggs, bro.
I've done that before, Danny.
I know.
I was in no
was,
mood to do it again.
I was here.
So, anyway...
Did you visit the Robart... The Robart...
What?
The robot?
Robart? Can we bring back Minnesota Killer?
The robot bartender?
No.
Robart.
My word.
Robart.
God. It's just amazing that how just in rhythm.
The Robart.
The Robart.
Did you visit the Robart? The Robart? Robart.
Doesn't Robart. He sound like a robot that's yes. been misprogrammed?
Robart. Yes, all of a sudden he was taken Robart. Over by a Robart.
And then Corby's laugh. God, that's great.
One more time, just the like first 15 seconds of that.
Deviled eggs were great.
Oh, God, Mike. The deviled eggs were tremendous. Oh, and I had about...
There is no such thing.
I had about five of those. I went back for more.
You should have gone Cool Hand Luke on them eggs, bro.
I've done that before, Danny. I know. I was in no
was,
mood to do it again.
I was here.
So, anyway...
Did you visit the Robart... The Robart...
What?
The robot?
Robart? Oh, wow. Can we bring back Minnesota Killer?
Man, that is so great. I can't hear that enough.
I know.
And that's the way we feel about the all-time e-brake winner, Norm. Before we hear the big one where he got to the number 100, this is one he had when they were talking about cartoons being racist.
Rocky and the Flying Squirrel had some political commentary woven in there. There was no political commentary woven into Bugs Bunny.
Oh, was some whole bunch of racist crap woven into Bugs Bunny for
little
sure.
Bit. Yeah. Yeah. He was pretty fast.
He was pretty fast?
Yeah.
Bugs Bunny?
Well,
that's... He said... No, he didn't say racing.
No, yeah, I didn't say racing. Racist.
Races. Oh.
Racist, yes.
Oh.
All right, we have a big show today. We have...
Wow.
I don't know if Norm ever figured out... Because then he said races.
Yeah, I forgot how bad that was.
Pretty bad.
It's pretty obvious he said racist, right?
Yeah.
A lot of racist stuff.
Yeah, it was pretty fast there, pal. Yeah, race is great.
All right, and then that magical moment where Norm hit his 100th e-brake, and he didn't just do it with a little C&I single to right field. He did it with a monster home run.
It's impossible, basically, and you got to just persist and keep going. I knew that, you know, I got one. I started shooting, and you just kind of keep going and hoping. So,
when Mozart sits down to paint... He just paints. I don't think the first time Mozart sat down to paint, he thought he was going to be an incredible painter.
Well, music.
What?
Mozart's music.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah. Music.
You might have been thinking Picasso. Yeah, okay.
And
one
probably,
of those dudes.
Yeah. Dude, 100. Do the athletes understand?
Gosh, that's incredible.
Yes, what a moment it was, too. And
I love Soroy's marker of 100.
I love Norm going, what?
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 Would you like some e-brake analytics from the year?
Sure.
Who do you think won the entire year?
Gotta be Norm, right?
Gotta be Norm.
Norm did win the entire year at 9, but it was not a yearly e-brake record. Can you guess who has the most e-brakes per year and who that person was?
So Mike had a really good year a couple years ago. Is that it?
Is that your guess, Junior?
Yeah.
And how many?
I'm going to guess like 12.
Mike Reiner has the e-brake record 2014 11 e-brakes.
Wow.
Now, we all think Rosen is Norm's prodigy, right?
Yeah.
The most e-brakes he's ever gotten in a year is 4. He only won one time this year.
That's amazing.
That's way different.
Now, he's up a lot.
Now, he's on one day a week.
He gets on base a lot.
He only does one day a week, so you have to wait it.
Right,
and
that's
I'll have
true.
To go to Bill James for that.
Right. Interesting.
Man, what a moment. I think Norm winning his 100th e-brake was the P1's favorite moment of the year. I mean...
It may have been. There's so much reaction and
so
pictures.
So much reaction. We got so many emails and tweets and pictures, Photoshop stuff, and it was just... It was a magical moment.
Yeah.
We'll never experience anything like that again. Congratulations,
what?
Norm. What?
Well, I mean, music.
You're
that stammer. Well, I mean, music.
You're
what?
Another great year in the e-brake.